Righteous. Today is, let's see, 8th April. 68. The 8th of April, Monday. And guess what? I got your package. Yeah. I'm so excited. I just got it tonight. I received it just before closing at the service club. This would be about 9:30 quarter to 10. The boy came over and it was insured, so I had to sign for it. But I was just so happy, and I rushed home, and I opened everything up. and Robbie had called me and asked me to call him back, so I did. And quick, while I was opening the package, I was telling him everything that was in it. So it was kind of nice, because I shared the package, and I think that makes it even nicer. Anyhow, I'm just delighted with everything in it. And the dress that just fits me perfect. So help me, I think you're psychic. Really, I don't know anyone who can go out and buy things to fit so well as you do. But it's a funny thing, too, that the dress should come tonight, because earlier tonight, Miss Chung, the woman I told you that was making the dress, she came about a week or two ago to the officer's club. She hasn't been back since tonight. Well, she came down tonight, and I had a fitting for my dress. And I told her I wanted a couple of shifts made, summer shifts, in bright colors, and I would like them with acetate or rayon, dacron, polyester, something light. But she had a lot of wools for the men, but she also had some silks. But silk is very, very warm, particularly if you have to have wine. So anyhow, she said she would try. I don't think she quite understands acetate, dacron. These words are strange to her, but she did say she would bring some summer materials. Or if I had the chance to stop at her shop, which is over by RC1, to pick out the materials that I want. Well, I don't know a material by touching it. I mean, I can tell some differences in some materials, but this dress is 100% acetate, and that's exactly what I wanted. Plus that, it's very bright and gay, and that's what I wanted. So it's just perfect, I just tried it on, and the length, cut across the shoulders, everything. It's just fine. And I'm surprised because I looked inside and it said medium, you know, and medium covers so many people. Anyway, I'm delighted with it, and I'll get a lot of wear out of it this summer. And it's something that you can fold up for traveling. You know, it won't wrinkle. And, oh, I'm just tickled pink with it. I really am. It's just perfect. Let's see. I tried on the slacks. Now, the slacks are a bit snug. The crotch is long. You know, I don't know what I am. Short waist? I'm long waist. Well, anyway, the waistband comes too high if it fits me in the crotch right. And if I pull it down, the waistband, the crotch is closer to my knees. So it's too long as far as the waist goes. I probably could wear it in a pinch, but in addition to that, I think it's just a little bit snug, particularly where I'm around men all the time. I would think it would be pleasant. But we'll see. Unless I wear a long pullover shirt and just have the legs showing, this would be ideal. This would be perfect. What else? Everything else in the box is great. Really. I had to laugh because you sent me inner soles. Now, I don't remember mentioning to you. Perhaps I did. I don't remember, though. But I could use a pair of inner soles for one of my pairs of my shoes. I lost the inner sole a few weeks back. Anyhow, the creams are fine. I haven't even seen them. I've seen them now. So all that stuff, I'll use it tonight, as a matter of fact, the soap. Whee! That's great. It's a little bit of luxury that I probably could get some of that stuff if I look real hard in the soul, although it's very difficult, really. As I've said so many times before, you might see it once and then chances are you wouldn't see it again for months and months. Plus that, with the ration card system that we have now, you have to be very careful because if you spend over $40, you've had it. And that includes everything. You know, I have to buy some shoes, flat. But anyhow, and the stockings, perfect. Always wear stockings. I managed to go through coming there a week. Says you sent me this panty stockings. I don't know about that. It seems to me I had a pair of these once before. I'll try them. But, you know, unless I have a girdle on with clothes, I mean, skirt or a dress, I don't feel quite dressed. And the only other time is possibly a pair of slacks or something cool. Anyhow, I'll step into them and see what happens. Oh, yeah, and the hairstyle comb. Now, I must have mentioned that to you. In fact, I remember talking about it because Gwen had suggested picking one up. That's when I had my twiggy pixie hairdo. Well, I never could find one, and I really didn't know what it looked like. So when I opened it, I tried to comb my hair with it. Because I don't know whether you comb your hair or you scratch your scalp. But I think I'll get some use out of that because I've been trying to set my hair in rollers. Oh, I've been trying all kinds of ways. Nothing too successful. I'll probably wind up getting it permanent very, very much the way I always have. But at least I tried for a few weeks. I really did. I tried very hard with that procedure. But that's just, I'm just not used to hair being on my face. It doesn't, I don't feel clean. It just kind of bangs, you know, down over my eyes or sideburns. I'm so used to brushing it away. So, I don't know. We'll see. I just stopped to look at this no-slip blouse holder. I bet that's a good deal. Because the blouse is usually right up, particularly if I have to be working hard or something. Even though I keep my jacket on most of the time. But now, with the warmer weather, I'm taking my jacket off occasionally. I think next month, May the 6th, we go into some uniforms. At least that's when the troops go into some uniforms. We usually go the same day they do. So that package was just great. It was just like Christmas. Anyway, I thoroughly enjoyed everything. I really do. But Duchess, this is just a suggestion. You know, you mailed that on the 4th of April, and it arrived here on the 8th. Now, that's pretty good. It really is fantastic. But heavens, you don't have to send an airmail. That cost you a small fortune itself. I know, you know, you want it to get to me and as quickly as possible, but it was stamped airmail, and as I say, only a few days. But it's so much more to do it that way. Send it PAL, P-A-L, Postal Airmail, or SAM, if it's a small package under 5 pounds. I don't know if that's not new, but it's a lot cheaper. And I appreciate it, Duchess, really. I just don't want to put you to an expense of any kind. But I certainly appreciate the package. And so quickly, even the fellow who delivered it, he said, you know, Aunt Miss Oney, it was mailed on the 4th of April. Whippy! Anyhow, I'm just delighted with the whole thing. So I just came home, you know, about a half hour or so ago. It was raining again today. And that's the second time we've had rain in the last week or so. But it isn't a heavy rain, it's a light rain. And so as long as I was coming home and going to stay in the hooch, I didn't wear a scarf or anything, so I had soaked a wet head. But it's warm, it's not that cold. And I like to walk in the rain. But I practically ran all the way up to the hooch just so I could get in over my package. Oh, dear. Let's see. I had a letter from you. Was it last night? Last night or the night before? Anyway, it was last night, and it had the my AT&T stock check. That's very good. It came in very handy. I mean, I didn't cash it yet, but I always forget about that, and it's always a little bonus when it comes, which was nice. And I had your newsy letter here, so I sat reading that. In fact, I'll refer to that a little later, just in case there's something I should answer on. The other big news of the day, today, Ruth was back, the big R, Ruthie, you know, Miss Matson, the area supervisor, and I chatted with her a couple of times, because now I have to do less goofing off. Well, actually, it'll be harder from now did interview 5 boys today. I should call them men, I suppose, but to me they're boys. But they were all college graduates. I had asked if I could have a man assigned to the club, GI, and Bob, to be a mentor. He said, of course, Ed. So I asked the Jack Lott, who's in charge of replacements, coming in, and then they just got into career. And I told him I'd prefer someone with a college degree, just so I know he could understand English. So anyhow, he did send me 5 men today, and I picked 1 boy. Now, I don't know, there might be a delay getting his orders changed, getting his assignment to me, but I have to wait and see what happens. Probably just tickle pink if I can get someone assigned to me to work a full week, which would be 44 hours. That's the Army week in the service club. That would be just great. And I think he'll work out all right. Actually, I had 3 or 4 good ones out of 5. So, pick one. It's hard. I only didn't have that much time. I just had a few minutes to talk with each boy. And I could only ask them a few questions. But I did say it would be on a trial basis, depending whether he liked it and if I thought he was going to be an asset to the club. So, this is a step in the right direction. I told Ruth about it, and she thought it was a very good idea. Since she may not be able to send me a replacement right away, I don't know. She said this is the number one problem, is personnel, because the division is short 3 girls already, and next month we'll be short 4 more